There's much to talk about with John this morning. Thank you for your time, John. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
Just had Winston Peters on. You know, if the job of a government is to bring the nation together, this is another issue that has the potential to tear us apart. This is to do with the stance that we have as a nation on the recognition of a Palestinian state. Would you like to comment on that, John?
Look, you and I both know, or in fact, every Kiwi looking at this knows, unless they're a Zionist, is what's going on and what Israel's doing now. Palestine is just beyond acceptable. To not back our partners, Australia, Canada, UK, etc., etc., is gutless. You can't say anything like that. It surrenders our sovereignty as a vassal state to the US and to Israel. That's what it does. If you don't have the moral courage and fibre to say what's going on over there is reprehensible and wrong, and as a consequence, we can bring pressure on Israel to end what is a genocide now, in any definition of the term. The joke of it was when Peters tried to make out that Palestine doesn't have the rudiments of a state to be recognised. Well, it doesn't, because the Israelis and the Americans have ensured that it can't. Excuse me? And if you stop hostilities and settle this thing on a two-state opportunity, which has been the requirement there for 80 years, you know, it's beyond belief that there's no courage. Well, you don't even need courage. All you need is basic morality, basic ethics, basic honesty. And that's clearly missing with Mr. Peters and co.
Tēnā koe. Some have expressed surprise that we've maintained our on-air relationship, but it's been 20 years deep, John. And, you know, I've been talking to you about all manner of things for a long time because of your leadership for our social service delivery through a very powerful vehicle that is Te Whanau o Waipereira. Across the years, your political involvement comes as something of an add-on. But some are saying, hey, we never hear from the president of other parties. How come we hear from the president of Te Pāti Māori regularly on our platform? How would you answer those who express surprise?
Well, I'd invite them to go to Taupō and jump in the lake.
Splash. Okay, then. Yeah, let's talk about some Waipereira things, because I drive past Middlemore a lot. And I see rising out of the ground a proud whare that bears the name of Te Whanau o Waipereira. Might you explain?
Yeah, what's been built out there is 92 apartments for our kaumātua seniors. So it'll be specifically targeted to our baby boomers who are in struggle street because they've worked hard. But because of low incomes, low salaries in this country, their headspace as longevity kicks in is making it very difficult for them to sustain an appropriate housing proposition. And they need the comfort. So it's close proximity to the hospitals, close proximity to Middlemore train station. In fact, it's 200 metres away. So everything is there for them. It's in close proximity to a number of shopping units that are out there as well. So what we do is, and we've also just purchased 64 units in Layard Street in Avondale, which is where the old Avondale RSA was. And that'll be a social housing kainga there. But it will be pepper potted with our own people, from our own workers through to our own kaumātua through to our social housing, particularly solo mums. So we build things and populate them under our own kaupapa. And so that's what's happening out in Middlemore. That's a joint venture with Ngāti Ki Tāmaki. And so we're pretty happy with that partnership with that iwi group because we built, as you know, over 114 units in 1550 Great North Road, Waterview, and we delivered those at the end of 2023. So, you know, we're just crunching on. We only invest in what's going good for our people, and social housing is very important for them. So that's where a lot of our emphasis is. That's what's going on over at Middlemore right now. The final part of Middlemore will be a 22,000 square metre ancillary health centre, which gives all day surgeries, gives chemotherapy, gives a whole range of other things that will be available out there on the Middlemore Hospital Road site. So it's great. We are developing things in our own image, not because someone in Wellington or Auckland stands over us. We're now starting to define our own reality.
Tēnā koe. Someone said real estate speculation is dangerous too. If I note that Ockham and Marutua, who with their apartment buildings in Waterview as well, I guess, that the sales are sluggish, so they've decided to rent them. Of course, we've got a market on the flat at best, and also the imposition of design concepts from Wellington that is infuriating many Aucklanders as we speak. There's some really interesting dynamics in the real estate space. How are you pivoting to accommodate changing circumstances, John?
Oh, we've never looked to sell what we buy. We've looked to repurpose to ensure that we give a halfway house for our people to get up off their knees on their own feet, and when they're ready, willing and able, they can transition out. So our job is to get our people fit for purpose and ready to go. A lot of them have been put down for no good reason. So it behoves us to do that. So we're in a totally different. We have a different risk appetite, and we're very cautious. We have a very strong balance sheet. So we're in the top 20% of all iwi balance sheets in the nation as we speak now. And you have to remember, we don't have any treaty settlement money like Marutuhu, like others. What we've got is through, you know, that whānau waipareira. And our marae was built out of that as well, Wani Waititi.
So you would say the pūtea that has been amassed has been through careful money management?
Yeah, well, if you look at our balance sheet, this is the first time in 15 years we've ever taken a mortgage on Dale.
Which is spectacular to have been able to have managed the income streams to that point where you now have some financial independence. Who would you accredit that to?
Sorry, we're coming around the bays in Wellington. I don't know, we're dropping in and out of it. I'm sorry.
No, Ketapai. I was just saying that you've been able to deliver social services, but also to create a pool of resource for future investment. Who would you attribute that to as far as money management is concerned?
Firstly, we're not stupid, but secondly, we're very well led. Luckily for me personally, my trust boards are outstanding leaders, Auntie June Marty, Uncle Jack Weihongi, and I name two, and I miss many, but gave us a license to breathe and license to achieve. And also, if we failed, they picked us up, you know, and they didn't put us down.
Have you ever considered investing in telecommunications towers for Wellington, John?
Well, we're coming around the base now, and it's a bit like being in Dale. There's this Tatatu Peninsula just doesn't get, believe it or not, in a first world nation, any reception.
I know, it is quite amazing. And just finally, what is amazing is the rhetoric coming from the Minister of Justice that they will instruct or legislate to deny the opportunity for our court system to use the word tikanga or anything associated with it. Many would see that as another assault on our rights as whānau Māori in our own land. I know it's early days in this discussion, but how concerning should it be to many that this is the type of attitude we're seeing politically?
Well, look, they're spending all their political capital on dividing the nation, burning bridges between us, in the hope that the politics of hate and distraction will win out. And Mr. Goldsmith was just a bit like, same as Luxon, same as Seymour, same as... So they believe in making war on Māori will actually do very well for them at the polls. Yeah. What they have to understand, and everybody has to understand in this country, is that we're not going away anytime soon. And every day of every week of every month of every year, we get stronger. That's why we've got a balance sheet out at South Auckland as well as Central Auckland and West Auckland. And that's why we're on the rise. So it's just a matter of when we are recognised and legitimately supported rather than put down solely because of what our race is. And our race has been used as a political football right now.
Tēnā koe, John. Thanks for taking the call on your travels. Ngā mihi. Tēnā koe. Thank you. John Tamahere with us regularly. And you can take what you will, again, from all of our interviews, our conversations. There'll be some things you agree with and some you don't. And